Mike, let me just ask you a few things before we get started here, so we can get this on tape and make sure everyone knows who you are and all. And maybe if you can tell me what your name is and where you were born and when.
Yeah, well, I was born in Richmond, Virginia, in the slave time. And my name's Ike Ward.
And what year was it that you were born?
1862, Christmas morning. And 9 o'clock. That's what my owner said.
And you moved to Florida when?
Oh, I've been in Florida now ever since I come down here in the year 28, I think it was. Uh-huh. And 28 or 29.
What brought you to Florida?
What brought me to Florida? I'll tell you what brought me to Florida. I landed in Florida in West Florida. And the farm up there. And I'm from Tallahassee, you know.
And what kind of things did you do on the farm?
Flour made vegetables, cotton and corn, tobacco. I'm the first Negro man ever made a stalk of tobacco.
I noticed that you have your instruments here. It surprised me. Have you played music most of your life?
All my life.
And when you were a boy then, you learned how to play?
Yeah, I learned how to play. My master learned me how to play.
What was your master's name?
John Milton.
Excuse me?
John Milton.
Milton. And that was in Richmond?
Yeah, he was, I bought, my daddy was sold in Savannah, Georgia. And we was give to him just like with hogs. You buy a hog with a whole lot of pig at that time.
Among the black community there, was there much music being made?
No. Mm-mm.
Not too much?
Not too much.
When there was, what kind was being made?
Well, it would be a fiddle, and a banjo, and juice harp.
You remember anyone beating straws on a fiddle?
Yeah. All about that, too.
Other rhythm instruments, I guess, maybe, you ever played like washboards?
Yes.
What other kind of old people to get together?
Well, I'm telling you now, we had a banjo, we had accordion, and we had juice harps, we had main harps which you blow. Uh-huh. Well, we had all of them. The white folks, you had to play for them. Mm-hmm. And what owned me. And it started me off when I was nothing but a little boy. And my white folks treated me so nice. And after slavery time, they didn't know a lot of it. They used my daddy and them up there in the north as long as they wanted them, and then they sold them to the southern man in Savannah, Georgia. And if you ever go to Savannah, Georgia, ask them to show you where the Hummages is. My daddy's soul trotting, going up to like he's here, steps and everything, he go up on block. When he hit the top of that block, he was sold.
Do you see that?
No, no.
You didn't see that.
That's too old, I bet. I was not a little fella.
You said there was music being played, though, by
the
blacks.
Oh, yeah.
Both for the blacks and for the
whites. Well, listen, you know, white man didn't know us much until we're here late on, you know. All the first start. I know the first white man ever come to the United States. And he didn't know what a whippoorwill was. he come running up to our house, and I was a little fella, come running up to our house and told Mr. Ward, the man down there beating a man to death. My daddy went down there and see. And that's what a whip will holler, you know. Whip out and waddle. You notice when they go to singing now.
Well, you said that you used to play blues and other types
of
stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe you'd tell me briefly about what made you stop doing that.
Well, I can tell you that easy. Up here, Jesus. I can tell you about that, all right. Okay. I promised him I used to be a man, went around these big sawmills. I used to be a sawyer. And the white man give me $4 a day, you know. And after I put so many thousand feet of lumber cut that much, I got 50 cents.
So anyway, but music has always been an important
Always.
Maybe you could sing me one or two of your sacred songs that you'd like to sing. I'd love to hear it, and I'm sure people would love to be able to listen to it.
Well, now I can play anything you want me to play on by the word of God.
Well,
pick
one of your favorite songs.
I'm gonna give you one of my favorite songs. Over yon, love, over yon, my love. Oh, I'm needing and going to the Holy Land where Jesus is. How much is Jesus? How much is Jesus? How much is Jesus? Oh, my Lord. I want to go to the Holy Land where Jesus was baptized in. It's just a healing water. Healing water. It's just a healing water to be baptized. Baby, Jesus went down to the river and asked the man baptized him. He told him, Jesus, are you not worthy to baptize you? He said, yes, you will. That's Jesus talking now. He said, yes, you will. You baptize me and the Holy Ghost now. Sister Mary, where did you come from? High in the mountain, high in the soul. Jesus told me so. Got my witness, Lord, in my hand, my love. I said, where's Sister Martha? She said, behind the mountain. I said, why you know so? She said, Jesus told me so.
Jesus told me so?
Yeah. Jesus told me near where Martha was.
Song that you might sing for me?
My God rock the weary land. My God rock the weary land. Sure, my stone. Yes, I'm going away. I'm going away. I'm going away. Don't come no more. I'm going away. I want to go to the kingdom where Jesus is. And the angel in the heaven is in there too. I want to walk. I want to talk to Jesus. Love to move it, move. That's when the most song. Oh, Lord, you move it, I thank God. Oh, Lord, you leave. Oh, Lord, you love. Oh, Lord, you leave. And I thank God. Now, if I play the blues now, I set you far, but I don't play no more. You know what I had a white man do to me? As the devil sent him here to me. He come at me and offered me $50 to play some ragtime stuff for him. No, sir. I have to go somewhere else and ask for that. I wouldn't tell you a word of lie, mister. And can prove it to you. I spoke in Daytona 16 times. Daytona, Center Hill, and Oak Hill. Daytona. I first started out there, and there's about 175 people. the auditorium. And the next Christmas morning, I spoke before 10,000 head of people. In the white school.
That's quite an honor.
Yes. And I haven't in my life, I've always had a good recommendation.
Were there any songs that you used to sing, religious songs that, some other ones that were your favorites besides those two that you might play one more for me? I don't want to wear you out here, but I sure do love to hear it.
Now I would like to know what you wanted to play, not for what I know, because plenty I know this. But
well, there's a nice song I like. It's called "You've Got to Move."
Yeah. You got to move and get. You got to move and get me from myself. My God, don't let the devil rule you. Please, have mercy now. Yonder comes the old ship of Zion. When she comes, listen at her blowing. She gonna stop at that station if you got your ticket ready. If you ain't got your ticket ready, she'll never stop by here. But if she got the ticket ready and they put that way for her to stop, you just say, she gonna stop. You got your ticket ready. But if you ain't got your ticket ready, she'll pass by you. And if you got your ticket ready, when she showed up, you just say, whoop, whoop. She's sitting full out now. But Jesus, oh Jesus, please Jesus, have mercy on me. It's gonna be a hard time when Jesus comes. Yes, I know Jesus listening. Jesus listening. All the sinners. Jesus listening, my Lord. Hear some sinner pray. And I didn't hear nobody praying, but I hear that mighty noise singing over yonder on the other shore. I say, oh, my Lord, do Jesus, have us on TV. Have us on Jesus. I'm praying, my Lord. Jesus said, call me. Call me. And I'll send this Holy Spirit to answer prayer. He said, because Jesus did all day long. Jesus is listening, my Lord, all day long. That train running now. What you want me to play?
Play that one you just played. That
was... About Jesus?
Yes.
Jesus listening all day long. Jesus listening all day long. Do you hear some sinner pray? I can be Jesus. Be Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Be Jesus. I must say, and answer my prayer to Jesus. I must say, Jesus. You say, I call your name. I call your name and tell this to the holy man. for safety. You know you can't be sanctified. Got to be sanctified. Holy, do you see Jesus? He said, oh, you ain't call me. You call me, and I'll come see Jesus. He said, Jesus, come with the Holy Spirit. And I want to be ready when Jesus comes. And I see, I pray, my Lord. Oh, I pray, my Lord. Please, Jesus, please, Jesus, answer my prayer. I want the Holy Ghost. That's what you say I have to have. I got to have Holy Ghost. And he sees Jesus. You got to be sanctified, yeah. Sanctified, holy. Got to be sanctified, holy. Got to be sanctified, holy. See, to see Jesus. He said, oh my Lord, oh Lord. How much Jesus? How much? Oh. If you'd come here with. And I used to play all kind of slave time stuff. Boy, you've been proud to hear it.
I sure would have. I respect your wanting to just play what you want to. Although that really does interest me because not too many people know about what sort of things are played.
Well, you see, after I give my word to Jesus about this. See, I've been right here in different places. I could tell you something. Been past, you wouldn't believe it if I would. But you know the history's so much different from what it used to be. You'd be surprised to hear me talking before 10,000 head of people.
I'm wondering if I might get you to play a little piece on your accordion there, and sing something for me. Not very many people have heard anyone play and sing that, and with religious music, I can hold this very carefully.
No, that's all right.
Put it up over here in your
put that up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Put that up. Now I got all kind of music, but I couldn't get to it today. I got juice harps, and I got other things up in the house, upstairs, locked up.
Might I come back another time and perhaps?
Well, if you let me know what time. See, I travel a lot. Uh-huh. I don't know what time I'll be called.
Do you have a phone?
No.
Or someone I can get in touch with?
Well, you can. He didn't text me, and let me see where next.
Well, we'll get that in a minute. I'll talk to you about that. You've been playing your accordion since you were pretty young, too?
Oh, yeah. I played that way back then, too. This year's a new one. I've been had for about 16 years. I got them, I've been had 50 years. I got juice harps, and I had, three or four banjos I had upstairs. Didn't know it was leaking on them. And I went up there, and I had to buy new. I've got everything new here.
Have you still got those old banjos, though?
No, I bought them up, right down there. Bought them up.
And did you ever play a fiddle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I played them. I played one of them. There ain't no kind of music what was back on in slavery time. You see, all this stuff now is made since slavery time. And you'd be surprised to see slavery time stuff now. I'll be on number 2, Daytona, I'm on that. Every place ever I spoke at, in Florida, on number two. And if you tell me about what time you be through this part of the world, see, I got a farm. I go out with my vegetables. That's where I live. And this year, I'm too old to work, and then I ain't got, now you know you talking to a man. Talking to a man, I ain't got no neighbor, no bladder. I got hurt.
You've had that operation and yeah. Been successful.
Yeah. I piss on my knee. And I brought me through, Jesus had brought me through in the white man. I don't go against no white boy. Because you take my color, and I have been motion where the color man is. They don't be millionaires, they don't know it's a poor color man. You can go. I travel everywhere. I've been where you ain't never been. There's nowhere left to go to. That's something to see.
But it is.
Well, you ain't in some places I've been. You ain't going. You think more of yourself than going there. But I had it to do.
You said that after the war, you went back to Africa.
Yes.
Where in Africa did you go back?
I went back to South Africa, where my dad and them owned property, and mother and them.
And then you didn't, what made you come back?
Well, the reason I didn't stay with you, I couldn't catch and get nothing to fuck. And couldn't get no wife there. I stayed for 2 years. I give a man, you might think I'm lying to you now, but I give a man a piece of a diamond that I found in Africa. Captain Gilligan was on the ship. You know how long I was going to Africa? 12 months. 12 months going, 12 months coming. Don't know. I was loaded at Brumley, Georgia, on the old English tramp. Bishop Turner carried 5,000 of it. Over there. It's putting them nose up. What is that?
That's just a jar down here.
Oh.
Picking up.
It's gone broke too, then.
Well, might you hit a tune on your squeeze box?
Let's see. Ho, ho, ho. Jesus, keep me near the cross, Father of Lamb, I contempt, drink it up, pleasure I forgive. Ain't here nobody praying my Lord, over yonder. I haven't heard no praying, over yonder, on the other shore. By and by, I'm going over yonder. By and by, I'm going to see Jesus. Yeah, you come here sometime and I have time to get some. I call people from uptown. Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you remember? I won't keep you here much longer. I know you have things to do.
Yeah,
I just came in. But let me ask you just for a second. Do you remember any of the names of those tunes that you used to play on the fiddle?
I got them all. I got them all upstairs. The book. When you come, you read them to yourself.
Okay.
And I have time. But
you used to write down the names of the tunes?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't learn how to write and read in slavery time. I had to wait.
Did you? But what were you remember any of the names of the tunes that you used to play?
Oh yes, I got them down.
You got them? Someone wrote them down for you?
Yeah, my master, them wrote it down. See, I worked in the house all the time, kept the house clean. That's like I do mine in there. You'd be surprised walking that house.
You and, mean your master wrote down the names
yes,
of the songs?
Yes.
And you still have that?
Yes.
Do you have any photographs of you playing any instruments? Over
I years? Got that too. When there was no pictures, at that time. But they take of you.
But along the way, somewhere.
No, that's right. Mm-hmm.
I would love some next time I come. Would you?
Yeah.
Help,
if,
I would. I'd climb up and help you get them. Or
no,
something.
But, no. I don't let nobody.
I don't want you to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Well, I always keep everything where I can get it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But
well, would you share those with me next time I come? Maybe.
Well, there's some things I show you. Some I won't.
All right. Well, the reason I'm asking is.
And then another thing I show you what the fountain the slavery time, the guns they had, mini balls and everything. I got some pistols that escaped me. Got some old cabin ball pistols. Of course, I don't show them, you know, too much. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if I see an honest, I think of an honest body come along.
Well, the reason why I'm asking is that along with this record that we're going to make, we're putting together a little 16-page book.
Yeah, I know it. I know it.
People's pictures in it, and I'll write some words that they said, and a little bit about them. And if they had any photographs, old-time photographs of them, maybe playing music, I would make a picture of that photograph and put that in the book too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what you do. You, I know you're gonna put this in the paper, and so I tell you what you do now. You send me one of these books, papers.
Well, no, what I'm saying is we're going to make one, and I'd like to get some of the old pictures, too, to put in there with the
Yeah,
news.
Well, listen, what I'm telling you about, you...
Okay.
You send me one of the papers you're going to have printed. And on that picture, I want your picture on it. And what I can send you, I'll send you some things just like I do to Tallahassee and different places.
Okay. Good enough there. Yeah. Let me get this out of your way, mm-hmm. So you can get on with your day here.
Yeah.
I've kept you long enough today.